Thank you for listening to the Hub Show podcast. Brought to you by Venue Media.
Oh, I hit the wrong button. You have 10 seconds.
Up next on 60 Minutes.
There you go.
Canned cranberry sauce.
Yeah, I saw
that. Least favorite found in America.
Is that your least favorite?
Oh, that's the least favorite. That's what they say. Yeah. That's the least favorite.
Mm-hmm. You like yours fresh and made? Yeah. Of course, right?
Yeah, of course.
More of a chutney, if you will.
I prefer canned.
Do you?
I think the canned is good. I don't mind.
I like the consistency.
Yeah, it's comes pretty good.
Like, comes out like dog food.
Yeah.
Just like that, huh, Chris?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You gotta take the fork and like smash it down.
Just a couple of friends just talking on microphones in the dark.
That's all we do.
How emo of us.
Yeah. Next door they explore themselves. They haven't come in here.
Hide all the sharp objects.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Let's
start
do it.
Cutting on myself.
All right.
Yeah. Let's do that.
The People's Podcast.
The Hub Show.
Hey, the Hub Show. Jay Heiss, you got a full house here.
That's right.
DJ Busy's in the house.
Hey.
Charmin Grisettet is in the house.
Titta.
Chris Canfield's back in the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have a guest in the house. Another Jason. Jason Banshoff. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Awesome. Good, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I got him in here because he's saying his official goodbye to Hagerstown.
Oh, okay.
He told me he would do it here on the Hub Show, so we'll make a big deal out of it.
Ship is sailing.
To do so.
His U-Haul is sailing.
So you're just going to...
In about 5 days.
So you're driving down?
Yeah, I'm driving down.
He's heading to Florida.
Which route
folks.
Are you going to go? And where in Florida?
Jupiter, Florida.
Yeah.
Mm. Real close to Palm Beach.
Mm. Yeah, okay. Tiger Woods owns like half of the island there.
And they, he has a delicious restaurant there.
Yeah.
I already ate there. So,
did you really?
Yes.
Awesome, man.
Yeah. So I'm probably taking 95 down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now it's going to be day after Thanksgiving, so I don't know how bad the traffic's going to be or if there's construction. Could be 81 to 77.
Sure.
I have no idea. Then to 95.
You're just going to make it up as you go.
As I go. I might just
end up. So you're going to go through the Carolinas and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might end up in like.
That's kind of a boring route, but it's all right.
Maybe I end up in Illinois somewhere.
You could take the extra time and go through the Smokies and
if you
really enjoy the scenery.
Really enjoy the scenery.
That's right. Ruby Falls and all that good stuff.
Not in a U-Haul.
Yeah. Not in a U-Haul.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, yeah, that's a terrible idea.
And
yeah.
I got a truck behind the
that's
U-Haul,
a terrible
too,
idea.
So I am not. I'm trying to avoid all mountains at all costs.
Well, good luck in Virginia.
Yes,
I the know. Longest state that you'll have to drive through.
Georgia's pretty long, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a tall state.
It is.
I made a good road trip one time in a U-Haul. I was going across the country. Went from Vegas all the way to Miami.
Wow!
We just did that as well.
We saw the meteor crater. We saw the Grand Canyon. Yeah. We saw the Painted Desert.
Wait, you were in a truck?
We saw the petrified forest.
Did you see the tar flats?
Yeah. We were like just you know we were trying. I would drive and he would sleep. So we're trying to buy us enough time.
I gotcha.
You know, because the boss man was expecting us to haul the tools back and be back within a certain time frame.
Right.
And he gave us money for the hotel, but we figured, why spend the money on the hotel when one can sleep and the other can drive, and we can save time and stop and sightsee all these things.
There you go.
So
that's right.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Got to see all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Working
you do
system.
On the road.
Hmm?
On the road, you do.
Yes, you do.
Yes. Louisiana had to be the weirdest state.
You took the 10?
Yes.
Yeah.
You go down in there.
And you go down through that Creole country. And
it's good stuff.
You, can't, you get to a part where you can't read the road signs anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to McDonald's and try to order a Big Mac or something, and you can't understand what the people are saying behind the counter. Like, you know it's some form of English, but I don't get it.
That's right. What we call the dirty South.
Jay, did you drive across the country?
Four times.
Yeah.
Once with a U-Haul towing a car. On the way back here in 2013. Did that. But on the way out in 97, my wife and I took turns driving. Like Chris was talking about, we had two dogs with us. And we tried to get off the road and go stay at a hotel. We tried to sneak the dogs in. We didn't want to let
got
dogs
busted.
Yeah, busted on the way in.
Yeah, you got to find those certain hotels.
Well, you find a pet-friendly hotel.
Yeah.
No internet back then, dude. Ain't the same. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That's why La Quinta.
AAA wasn't letting us know. You know?
That's why La Quinta Inns always smell like piss.
Is that why?
Because they're pet friendly.
Is that why?
Now I know.
Pet friendly,
but anyway,
chain.
Or fetish friendly.
Yeah,
yeah,
we tried. We had to keep going. I eventually pulled over and rest there in Arizona. Watched some aliens come down. You know, I was like, toast. I'm freaking tired, man. You know, got about 3 hours sleep. Back on the road.
Yep.
Did it 2 days. the Cannonball Run from Virginia to Los Angeles.
Crazy.
That's it.
2 days.
It's a good time.
That's hauling ass.
It is, man.
Is this your first time driving
south?
This large stretch of our great country.
With a U-Haul, yes. Other than that, I've been,
yeah, it's a different experience with the U-Haul, dude.
Yeah. And I got a cat and a dog with me, and that is going to be a terrible experience.
In the front seat
the
of the
cat,
U-Haul with you?
But the dog is cool. But you get, yeah, you got to stop a lot. That's
yeah, I'm going to end up stopping a couple times. Got a pet-friendly hotel. So
you got it all lined up.
I got it all figured out. My dad's going with me. My wife is staying behind a week.
So it's you, your dad, and in the U-Haul?
Yes.
And a cat and a dog up there with you as well?
Yep.
Rock on, dude.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah. I don't know. You could always put the cat in a box and just toss him in the back.
Well, I was going to plan on putting it in the truck, but I just felt bad. Since I'm hauling my truck, crack the windows.
Terrible idea.
I agree now.
Jason, you're from Hagerstown.
Born and raised.
Born and raised here. You're making the big move, right?
Making the big move.
Is this the first time you're going to be living outside of Hagerstown?
I lived near Philly for about almost 2 years.
Yeah, the same.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly
close,
Florida. But yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the sites are going to be
much prettier.
Congratulations!
That's exciting.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited.
It's a whole new chapter.
I've always loved South Florida, so just the opportunity of being able to live down there. And
it's so vibrant down there. Like, it's just a bustling.
When I was hanging out with Jason today, planning to get him on this show, he had the nerve to turn his laptop around and show me the apartments he's staying at.
Yeah,
right.
Man,
when I was
it's a resort. Dude.
When I was living, when I was living down there, it was like. Every once in a while, you would just pull up to a stoplight or something on your way home from work, like it's a normal day, and you'd just like look up and see a palm tree and bright blue skies, and you go, damn, I live here.
Exactly.
Like, this is crazy.
Yep.
Like, people come on vacation
so
here,
fortunate.
And I'm actually living here.
I know.
Yeah.
But he was showing me the apartments with the palm trees and the pool, and it was like one of those resorts I'm at, you know, down there in Cancun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done apartment living around here.
Right.
And, towards like the Philadelphia area. Sure. Yeah. It was not anywhere near the same.
This is some luxury people.
I thought to myself, I don't want to live in an apartment again. And then I saw this place. And I'm like, I could live in an apartment again.
Right. Yeah.
Like
that. Yeah, exactly.
But you're going down with the wife, no kids, just a cat and dog.
And his dad.
Exactly.
And your dad.
Well, he's flying back.
Yeah. He's not going to live with him.
He's
You're just using
him
for later.
No.
He's going to pack him up and send
him
back.
I thought we were still just talking about the journey here.
Yeah, the journey.
But he's making he's making the big move, you know, so.
You're just using him for labor then.
Exactly. He's more just driving. That's
okay,
all he's
doing.
Leave
now.
I got you.
Yeah.
Here's your ticket. Get out of here.
Yeah, get out of here.
Do not fly somebody Thanksgiving weekend back home. That is expensive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
poor planning.
But you weren't looking to keep him around for a week, were you?
He couldn't stay for a week.
Oh, I got you.
He has to work on Monday, so.
But Dad, you got to leave Sunday. You got to go.
I would have rather had him stay around for a couple days.
Make him unpack?
Sure. That would help, too. Absolutely.
Yeah. Actually, you probably could get him a cheaper flight if it was on Thanksgiving Day. I bet you nobody's flying Thanksgiving Day.
He's heading out Black Friday.
Yeah, I'm leaving Black Friday and then flying him back Sunday.
Just in time for Cyber Monday.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So what are you doing down there? What's this new job? What's your journey?
So I'm going to be on staff at a church down there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There you go.
All right.
On staff.
Yeah.
It's very vague.
Okay. I will actually be fulfilling multiple roles. That's a lot of what I did in Hagerstown, too, is worked in one of the churches around here, and I loved it. And overseeing certain video aspects of things. I'm a videographer. That's how I got my start in working in churches. And then...
Here, let me get this fireball out from in front of you here.
Yeah. You're making me look really bad right now. I promise
We got the promo pick. The promo pick with all that sitting in front of you. Now look at me. I look like an alcoholic.
Chris, you're the devil.
Yeah. You have fireball, a beer, and a Gatorade in front of you?
Yeah.
What's going on with you?
Well, there's no sugar
like
in a Gatorade.
Beverage buffet.
Yeah. That you got to hydrate. But anyways, so back to your church.
Yeah. So I'm really afraid what demons are going to latch to me.
You'll be back.
One for the road, dude.
Yeah.
No, I'm so videography is a big part of me. And then I just love people, love hanging out with people. So the idea of just even being here and doing something like this is absolutely something that just, I guess, fills my tank. So
yeah.
That's a cool promo. Cool drop.
Yeah, there we go.
The Hub Show fills your tank.
She's taking notes.
But for me, it's just empowering people because I really feel like everybody here has purpose. You have a purpose in this world.
Sure.
And it is helping people find their purpose.
People need purpose.
Absolutely.
It's absolutely.
Yeah. So just trying to figure out the things that they love, what they love to do, and finding it, what they can do in the church to make them happy. So whether it's playing around with techie things is something that absolutely gets them jazzed, or just having people over at their home, you know, no matter what it is, that's pretty much what my role is going to be, just helping find people's place.
That's pretty
nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
So you're kind of like a life coach.
Wouldn't quite say that. I guess that's more of a pastor's job to be more kind of like a life coach. But, so another thing that I'll oversee is like an internship program. Mm-hmm. So helping people come out of college and get some, figure out some things. And groups that meet in homes, they call them like small groups, stuff like that. That's a big thing in churches now is groups that meet in homes.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What does that entail? Groups that meet in homes.
Yeah, so instead of the weekend, you know, you have church on a Saturday or a Sunday. They call them small groups, life groups, cell groups, whatever they call them. And
but do they Skype in like one of those mega churches do? You know,
no, they just go to somebody's house and they'll hang out, or they can meet in a restaurant, or in Florida you can actually just meet by the beach.
Yeah,
and just hang out, chat, live life together. That's a big thing. You know? And
okay,
like a micro church.
Yeah, pretty much.
There you go.
Exactly. That's a very good way to put it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, good job, Chris. Micro church.
Little micro churches. I like it. Yeah, it's good for everybody.
It is. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Good for the community.
Some people just don't like church buildings in general, don't like going into a church building. So it just kind of takes away a lot of the fear that people, I mean, honestly, the church hasn't done well. The church has not done well with people. And so if I can just invite somebody over to my home and just say, hey, let's hang out. Let's cook up some burgers. Let's chat. That's exactly what I'm going to
There you go.
Yeah.
So, all right.
And setting people up for success to do it and do it well.
There you go.
Cool. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Well, the key to happiness is just having something to do.
Absolutely.
Right? You got to wake up and like want to wake up and go do something. You know,
that's
and
exactly
a lot of people just don't. They just wake up and they want to go back to bed. So
this obviously motivates you, right?
Oh, absolutely.
This is what you're, yeah?
Absolutely. And palm trees are an extra motivator as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, and,
yes.
And swimming pools in
yes.
February.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Lots of vitamin D going to be floating around.
I have a feeling by this time next year, I'm going to be
through the roof.
I'm going to be leathery. That's my
leather.
Goal.
Oh, you're going for one of those guys?
I'm going to be one of those guys.
Oh, my God.
Leather, you're moving the floor in that Arizona.
He's just going to be walking around with no shirt
when you move
the
down
rest
there,
of his life.
You are going to be able to tell immediately the people who have lived there their whole lives and the people who have just moved there.
Yeah.
Salt
because
life.
The ones who have lived there their whole lives, they're just like, their skin is like it's like an old catcher's mitt, like Kramer said. It's
yep.
like it's just dark and just kind of hanging off their bodies.
See, yeah. That's me. In 30 years, if I'm still there, I want to be leathery and just sitting on a Speedo on the beach. That's
yeah.
Like,
yes.
So you
that's
need to.
Goal.
Yeah,
it seems like every leathery guy
is
wearing.
There, dude.
Yeah. Yes.
Avoid the suntan lotions.
I think it's like an
and just add the sun oils.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah, like butter.
SPF 0.
Put butter on him.
That's right.
Crisco.
I burn really, really
gold.
Bad. That's
yeah.
I'm super white. I've got a lot of Northern European in me, so that's...
Yeah.
Do you think that there's like a natural progression to that? Like, you know, to getting to that level? I mean, obviously tanning, yes. But like the whole Speedo, like the banana hammock. Or do just people just move to Florida and then they're just like, all right, this is it. Like,
no,
I think you do. I'm going to dress the part.
No, I don't think you go right into it. I do think it is a progression. Right?
I think you eventually
you have to
the peer pressure.
You have to just lose your inhibitions. You have to go like, you know what? I just don't care anymore.
I don't know.
Fine.
I disagree. I think you're born that way. Some dudes just come out in Speedos.
This body isn't meant for a Speedo, so, you know.
But, Jason, in your preparation for this move to Florida, have you been rocking the Speedo yet, or what's going on? You've been like...
Just
see, he's not going to switch to Speedo.
Just
that's
standing in front of the mirror doing like Johnny Bravo.
He wasn't
stuff.
Born to wear the Speedo.
But he's pretty jazzed to move down there. You know, he's getting ready.
Know, man.
So.
Are you saying I don't have a Speedo body? Is that what you're saying?
I want you to
check back in with us 20 years from now.
Yeah.
And I want to see how indoctrinated you are into this culture. Yeah. And
by that time, I plan to have a yacht and have a captain's hat.
He'll be a Speedo model.
Nothing but the captain's hat and the Speedo.
And the Speedo. Yeah,
and leathery skin
with his own church.
The last time,
yes.
The last time I was down there for vacation, we went to this bar, and the bar has like you're going to find a lot of bars like this on the intercoastal, where they can just pull right up, restaurants and everything. Mm-hmm. They just like pull right up in a boat. So I was sitting at this place. I think I was waiting on my food to come out or something. And this guy, this boat just rolls up, and the guy just throws a rope to me. And he's like, tie me off. I'm like, I don't know.
Are you doing dope or do you want to like eat a sandwich here?
I was like, I don't know what to do. And then this other guy across the table from me, he's like, take it and wrap it around the pole twice and pull down on it and then do this. I was like, okay.
Seamanship.
Yeah. Like, I don't know how to tie these knots and everything. So then the guy came over and thanked me for helping me tie his boat off. And he got to talking in this boat language that I was like, wow, like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Like, I guess you have to go to school to get a boat. Like,
I'm
you
out
gotta,
on that then.
It's nope. Based on seamanship, man. Yeah,
yeah, you got to know a lot of stuff.
So when he told you to tie him off, were you kind of confused at first?
Yeah.
No, it's a course that you take. I actually helped somebody study for one
and
of
he's,
those ones.
And
yeah.
he's talking about, like, because he island hops. So, like, on Sunday or whatever, he'll get up and, you know, go out on the boat, and he'll just decide to go over to this other island, and he'll just look island hop over there. But he's talking about, like, when you get out past everything, and the bottom of his boat was so flat that when it hit the wave, you could feel it ripple in the bottom of the boat. So he had to, like, slow down, and then he had to, then I don't know. It was a whole bunch of stuff, man. It was crazy.
Did this guy tip you?
I was like, huh?
Did this guy tip you after you tied his boat up?
No. He tipped me in knowledge.
He tipped him in friendship.
Yes, he tipped me in knowledge.
He in turn tied Chris off.
I was absorbed getting all this new information coming into my brain. I'm like, just keep talking. Just keep talking.
I think I'm going
to learn something. Yes. I'm absorbing all these words and
I
terms.
Didn't know if he thought you were the doc boy or what was going on.
I know, right?
Captain like, one of my pet peeves, I want to sound like Larry David, but it's like when people want you to do their chores for them. And then don't, like, you know, reciprocate the payment.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah. Well, maybe
but maybe
where
that's
am
just
I?
A part of the, you know, salt life down there. Like, maybe. They're all just tying each other off and, like, you know, it's just a thing.
Oh, they're tying each other off.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, we don't know.
Maybe me wearing my blue and white horizontal striped shirt and my red handkerchief around my neck was a bad choice.
Were you wearing Sperry's?
She was wearing a Speedo.
Do you have boat shoes on?
I do right now.
And a Speedo.
I love my boat shoes. I always wear boat shoes.
You have helped build those stores, so.
Yeah.
You earned it.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah, you're going to have to get yourself a pair of these. Loafers.
I'll find a pair. I fear if somebody tries to tell me to tie them off, because their boat will end up like in Lauderdale by the time I'm done with it. They'll be enjoying a beer, and their boat's already down the intercoastal. So, yeah.
Yeah, right.
That's probably a bad idea on my part.
Yeah.
Are you going to have a Kanye
not responsible
to the church?
Enough.
Is Kanye coming to the church? Is that in the plans for the future?
That would be kind of cool. I highly doubt it. Kanye doesn't know.
You should get Mace.
Did I hear he's buying a church or building a church or something?
He's
did somebody
completely
tell me
running a church.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I know. I mean, I was listening to the gospel album the other day.
It's a traveling church, though, right? So he's going to different venues.
Yeah, he's going around different places. But
so he so he doesn't have like a church, like an actual.
Well, he calls it Sunday service.
Yeah.
So I don't know all the logistics of it. I just know I haven't even watched one of them.
Right.
Yeah. Like, what does he do? Does he speak? Or is it like some kind of gospel concert that
he was
puts
at Joel Osteen's church last weekend?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I couldn't remember the dude's name. Yeah. But yeah, he was just...
it's music-based. I don't know if he speaks. Okay. I'm sure he does.
Oh, yes.
He talks a lot.
Yes, he likes to talk a lot. Yes.
Speaking of church, it's pretty quiet tonight. Last week, we had like a... What we thought was an exorcism going on next door.
Yeah.
The Spanish church next door. But,
singing slave hymns over
and
there.
And that too, yeah.
Forget about that one.
They were tying off the boats or something, yeah.
It
sounded like monks.
Is there anything going on there today? It's the same time frame, no?
No, maybe they're Buddhists today.
Oh, tonight?
Yeah, they're over there meditating. They're over there meditating tonight.
Listen to us.
Yeah.
Well, that's the Hub Show.
You're right. When I go in the bathroom, there's going to be some little kid just levitating by the door. I'm just going to swing the door open and smack him.
You again?
The same kids last week?
Yeah.
He's scared of you, Chris.
But you're levitating tonight.
Get down from there.
Do you guys have bowls of fast food condiments?
What are you talking about?
Like in your
like
house.
Like in your fridge, yeah.
Where did this come from?
I don't know. It was just a random thought I was having.
Well, I noticed yesterday that apparently I do now. I didn't used to, but somebody's collecting them. And now I have like a whole junk drawer that's dedicated to sauces.
It's really great, though.
I opened it up yesterday to get like a pack of batteries or something. I was like, what is all these sauces doing in here?
Soy sauce.
What is all this
Chick-fil-A
crap?
Sauce.
Are they mixed
with the
batteries?
You know, you might need sauce at some point
in time. That's not safe.
Battery sauce.
Battery acid and condiments don't mix.
You've been to Chris's house. You know what goes on.
She was over there last night.
Halfway to meth.
I got a Pac-Man machine now.
Yeah, that
Pac-Man thing is machine?
Pretty cool.
A two-player sit-down Pac-Man machine, like in a 50s diner.
Tabletop ones?
Yes.
Those are sick.
Really?
Yep.
How'd you get that? How'd you score that?
It's out at Sam's Club.
Yeah, Walmart has like little mini arcade machines.
It was a complete impulse buy. Like I was like looking at it, I was like, yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
So wait, what did you do with
and then the... I was like, walked around again. I looked over and there was two kids playing it. And I like walked over and looked at it a little
bit
more.
Wow, that's pretty cool,
dude. I was like, huh.
Then we need one of those.
I was like, somebody get a cart. We're going to take this home with us.
How many times did you talk yourself out of that?
No, Chris, no.
She was like, do we have money to get this? I was like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We're taking this thing home. This is it's coming home with us. I don't care.
Sure enough.
We might starve next month.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
By
but we'll
God,
be playing
we'll
Pac-Man.
Be playing Pac-Man.
Yes.
That's awesome, dude.
Right?
Yeah, I told the Nook Coffee Shop in the Mulberry Lofts here. They need to get something like that
tabletop.
Going. Some tabletops, man. It keeps people around.
Yeah.
Have a Galaga contest.
Right? I mean,
or
we had,
you know?
We had like a.
Some Donkey Kong.
People were standing in line last night waiting to get over there to play it. Winter stays on.
Well, in the store or in your house?
In the house.
You need a line coming out the door? That's cool, man. It's like old times.
It's crazy.
I'll do one last time in my Speedo.
So
I'm going to come over and play in my Speedo.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
not going away. 5 days.
But.
You spray on tan, turning the seat orange.
I've just ruined it.
Damn it.
Biz, do you have a condiment bowl?
You brought it up.
Well, I'm a lifelong bachelor.
What is your opinion on this?
Yes, for sure.
Well, I was a lifelong bachelor until recently, and I don't care about condiments.
Well, I don't know. I guess I enjoy the aspect of having an extra mustard or an extra soy sauce around in case it runs out in the fridge.
But what's the expiration date on these things?
Who knows? I don't know. I try not to use the ones at the bottom of the bowl.
Okay.
So
you don't shuffle
fresh
them?
I don't shuffle them. No.
You don't shuffle them up?
Yeah, so
busy,
you know,
are you?
They're in there in time frames.
Are you collecting the Popeye hot sauce now?
You know
I
what
got two in my car, actually. That's what brought this idea up.
You know what you should do? You should put them in a bingo hopper. And then you don't know which one you're going to put on your sandwich.
Surprise! Oh,
this will be a new surprise every time you put
peanut
it
butter and soy sauce.
Typically, it's like McDonald's barbecue sauce.
Their barbecue
now
sauce
Popeyes.
Is so good, though. Yeah.
Popeyes.
McDonald's?
Honey mustard.
The tangy stuff?
It's very good.
What else do I put in there? Chick-fil-A sauce.
You know, ever since I've met you, I have not seen you without a Popeyes cup in your hand.
Yeah, that's true.
Are they paying you?
I know. Well, the chicken sandwich came out and we met and it was just
I went and got one today.
See? I can't stay away from the place.
I know. It's ridiculous.
We should be paid by Popeyes.
I found out today, though. I bit into it and I actually looked at the cut of the meat and I believe what they do is they take a couple different chicken tenders and kind of stitch them together.
Frankenstein.
To make like one. So it looks like a really big hunk of meat, which it is, but I think it's three separate pieces of meat just kind of sewn together.
Welded together.
Yeah.
Grafted.
As long as they keep dipping those biscuits in butter, I'm good to go.
One night might not even be a chicken, dude.
I don't know.
It tastes kind of beefy.
Right?
It's not right.
It isn't right. That'd be wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, hey.
Horse, the other red meat.
Jason, I'm glad you made the Hub Show your final stop to say goodbye to.
Did you prepare? A speech? Do you want to say?
You want to say something?
You want us to open up the windows and
this will go on Facebook. Your friends will
get
hear.
Some of the crackheads over here so you can shake hands.
They have condiments too.
Hear ye.
There you go.
Yeah,
this is it, man.
Yeah.
No, I mean, born and raised in Hagerstown. Hagerstown, you know,
is
when
Hagerstown.
When you're here and you're in it and you're submersed in it, you tend to see the bad parts.
Yeah.
Yes. You really see the bad parts of it. And,
outside these windows.
When I was sitting in the desk that Jay's currently sitting in and looking out the window and some of the things that you would see and all of that, it was just, it would get kind of depressing at times.
Yes.
But
why we put shades up here, dude.
Exactly. They're there and you don't have to look out the window anymore. Right. But no, I mean, Hagerstown will always be home. You know, and I have no idea how long I'm going to be down
there. That's true, right?
Yeah. I mean, I could be there 2 years.
You'll be back.
20 years. Yeah. I could die there. I don't know. But Hagerstown will always be...
What happened to the plan?
That's kind of in between...
We had a plan leather for and your speedos.
That's in between 1 year and death. That's like the... It's somewhere in there.
0 to 60. All right.
Yeah. Mm. So...
Mm-hmm. Continue, sorry.
No, again,
soliloquy.
Hagerstown will. It will always be home, and I love that I was born and raised here. I don't regret it one bit. Yeah. And it's Hagerstown has a lot more to offer than what people say.
Well,
that it does. Mm-hmm.
This place makes you tough, too, man.
It does. Yeah.
Straight up.
It does. So. Yes. Everybody in this town who leaves here and goes somewhere else, you find out how thin-skinned other people are.
Mm-hmm.
This place will make you thick-skinned.
I spent 7 years working at the Washington County Detention Center, so I've seen the worst of the worst in the area. Mm. And, you know, I've gotten to know some really great people in here, so I've been able to see the best of the best as well.
Yeah.
And there is a lot to offer around here. And I really wish that more people that lived here would really see mm-hmm. what they have here.
Right, yes.
You know, yep. you tend to see the bad things.
A lot of negativity around here.
It took me doing a lot of travel over my life, just going to different places and meeting different people and different cultures and everything. And then I came back here, and the older I get now, I'm just like, you know what? It really ain't that bad. It's all right here.
Yeah.
You know, it's a wholesome place to grow up.
It has its little quirks.
Wholesome.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Wholesome.
But, you know... Overall, it's a good community.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It has culture, and, you know, I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're leaving.
And you're leaving.
That's all right, man.
So,
there's that.
But now you get
it's
to
got
go.
A lot
now
to
you,
offer,
now
but
you get
not
to go.
Enough to keep me here.
It doesn't have palm trees and
and Mar-a-Lago
weather all year.
Always
long.
Thinking about a 75 yeah. degrees in January.
You're going to be, you're
just
be
laughing
like,
at all these. Yeah.
You're going to be like 15 miles north of Mar-a-Lago. You might be golfing with Trump one
there
day.
There we go.
You know what? I might.
You might run into him out on the course.
You know what? I might hit a drive and he go, that was huge. That was huge.
There you go.
Nice.
You never know.
That was a tremendous shot. Tremendous.
No. With your tan and his fake tan.
There you go.
You guys have a lot to talk about.
Jason Randolph is one of the worst golfers
now,
I've ever seen in my life.
You've been down to Florida before, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my parents have a home down there as well. So they have a spot in Lauderdale. So
we have a friend that comes on the show a lot here. Jesse, he likes to talk about Key West a lot. You been to Key West yet?
Never been there.
Chris talked about Key West about two or three episodes. Yeah, good time with this one.
That's my favorite place
Very
on
cool
the planet.
Very cool place to go. You got to go there at least once. And
I try to go.
You can drive there.
I have a four-hour drive, yeah.
I try to go like once a year, like even after I moved away. But when I lived there, we would go down. Like I had friends that played in bands and stuff, and they would play on the islands. So it would be like, oh, we're playing in Isla Medora.
Okay.
This weekend, are you coming down? So, you know, I was always down there. And, you know, every once in a while on like a Saturday, if you're not doing anything, you just go drive across 7 Mile Bridge. Like, it's a 3 hour drive, but it definitely does not feel like a 3 hour drive because you're just like hopping from island to island and the road is like right on top of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it looks like you're just, you know, it's so
a little
it's so,
scary
it's so,
when
it's so,
you see the dilapidated bridges beside you.
Yes.
It's like, oh my God, that's who knows what point this one's at.
Right.
I'll have to remember that.
Hear that?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's creaking.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Windy
and
days.
And actually, what was it? I didn't go this year, but last year I went, and it was right after the hurricane came through, and it was like, it was crazy. There was like boats just turned over, like laying alongside the road. Just trash everywhere, all over the place, like couches and pieces of house, like a roof. Just and they did was just clear off the highway, just shove it all to the side. We're going to Key West, just shove it to the side. Wow. Like all the islands you hopped over were just nothing but lines of garbage and debris and trash and everything.
Your sales pitch on Key West has changed so much.
But when you get to Key West, you got to Key West,
different,
it was like
different
yeah,
story. Okay.
Yeah, now the chickens are walking across the street and everything, and it's all
I mean, that
paradise.
Gives you a good idea of, like, again. You know, that is commonplace for people that live in these areas. Like, I have family in Pensacola, and they've been through Ivan and everything else. Like,
hurricanes,
and they're just like,
man.
Oh, no, it's nothing. We're staying.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. It ain't
and
that bad.
Florida,
people don't bail because of hurricanes.
No,
they
don't.
Do not.
No.
Especially Florida.
It's a weather
Florida
channel. They make a bigger deal out of all that.
Yeah,
than
we actually take the extra.
You'll be all right.
We take the time off work and just go to Disneyland. for like the weekend.
During the hurricane.
Yeah, like if the hurricane's coming, it's like, hey, you know, Hugo's coming in next week. You want to go to Universal Studios?
Sure.
So the power's going to be out for like 2 days, so we might as well.
Hey, why not?
Right, why not?
He's out there while the power's out.
Yeah, but there's never really any damage. Like, the whole state is just built for it. They've been...
Because the whole state is built on a swamp, so, I mean...
Yeah, but the buildings are like the actual physical construction of the structures. Mm. They're not going anywhere. Everything is flat-roofed. Nothing is taller than, like,
no
two
basements.
Or three stories. There's no basements. Everything's made out of concrete and block. There's nothing happening.
You getting all this, Jason?
Yeah.
I'm really
Florida here to come, dude. I'm excited to hunker down for my first hurricane, so I'll figure out when that's going to be.
All right. You know. Spray on tan, Speedos.
And speaking of this little micro church community thing, a hurricane is a good time to get to know your neighbors.
Yeah.
It does. I was the first one after Wilma went through, and it was the sky cleared up, and I started looking around, and the rain stopped, and I was looking at all the debris out in the middle of my courtyard of my apartment complex. And I was like, well, nobody else is going to do it. So I just walked out and started picking up sticks and leaves and carrying them out to the back and piling them up. Next thing you know, like, everybody's just pouring out of their houses. Like, hi, how you doing? My name's Chris, you know. We build, like, a little community thing. And then people were like, oh, I have a power's out, but I got an extra tank of propane. We can fire up the grill if you want. And, you got to cook these burgers before they go bad. And
sure.
Yeah.
It turns into like a little party. It's cool.
Chris, can you tie off our boat while we're out there?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Mr. Banzhaw, thanks for coming on, man.
Hey, thank
appreciate
you.
Appreciate it. And once again, this is your adios to Hagerstown. You're out of here in about 4 or 5 days. Black Friday, you're hitting the road.
Black Friday.
But you'll be back. Terrible. Of course you'll be back.
But, hey, best of luck to you, though.
Yeah, don't be a stranger.
Congratulations
keep
on
in
your
touch.
New opportunity.
Absolutely, man. And,
it's still kind of surreal.
I bet.
Yeah.
It'd be more surreal when you hit the highway.
Oh, absolutely. And then when I'm down there and my wife's not there yet and then I'm all alone.
Yeah. You'd be shedding tears.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
What have I done?
With your feet in the pool.
Yeah.
You'd be crying. That's what it sucks.
I'm wiping my tears with a palm leaf.
Yeah.
It's
going to
be okay. You know, so. All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate
it. Jason Banzhaw, everyone. Later.
See you. See ya.
You've been listening to The Hub Show with your hosts, Charming Grisette, Chris Canfield, and Jay Heisch.